Hello everyone, welcome to the Lighthouse Church Sermon Broadcast. The title of today's message is Learning from Jonah. Some people find it difficult to accept the book of Jonah because of the great sea creature that swallowed him whole and then spat him out on a beach. Because they battle to believe that such a miracle could have taken place, they dismiss the book as mere legend. And we'll see this later, Jesus clearly believed what was written about Jonah. So if we believe in Jesus, we need to take this book seriously. And there are some really important lessons that you and I can learn from it. So let's take a look and learn some lessons. Let's start with an overview of the book. We'll start in Jonah chapter 1 and verse 1, and I'll read all texts from the New Living Translation. The Lord gave this message to Jonah, son of Amittai. Get up and go to the great city of Nineveh. Announce my judgment against it, because I have seen how wicked its people are. But Jonah got up and went in the opposite direction to get away from the Lord. He went down to the port of Joppa, where he found a ship leaving for Tarshish. He bought a ticket and went on board, hoping to escape from the Lord by sailing to Tarshish. The Lord gave Jonah a message for Nineveh. But instead of going to Nineveh and proclaiming that message, he went in the opposite way. He boarded a ship bound for Tarshish, which was very far away. Here's a map to give you an idea of how far away he headed. But God did not let him get away with this. He caused a mighty storm which threatened to sink the ship. When the crew tried to find out if anyone on board had angered their God, Jonah confessed that he had run away from the Lord, disobeying his command. Jonah chapter 1 from verse 10. The sailors were terrified when they heard this, for he had already told them he was running away from the Lord. "Oh, why did you do it?" they groaned. And since the storm was getting worse all the time, they asked him, "What should we do to you to stop this storm?" "Throw me in the sea," Jonah said, "and it'll become calm again. I know this terrible storm is all my fault." The sailors protested, but they eventually did just that. Jonah chapter 1 from verse 15. The sailors picked Jonah up and threw him into the raging sea, and the storm stopped at once. The sailors were awestruck by the Lord's great power, and they offered him a sacrifice and vowed to serve him. Now the Lord had arranged for a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was inside the fish for 3 days and three nights. Think about this for a moment. That must have been a terrifying experience. I read a story about a diver who was trapped in the mouth of a whale, and he described it as absolutely terrifying. Here's Jonah inside some living creature in complete darkness, and in that terrifying dark space, he cried out to the Lord in repentance, and the fish spat him out on shore. Jonah chapter 3 from verse 1. Then the Lord spoke to Jonah a second time. Get up and go to the great city of Nineveh and deliver the message I have given you. This time Jonah obeyed the Lord's command and went to Nineveh, a city so large that it took 3 days to see it all. On the day Jonah entered the city, he shouted to the crowds, 40 days from now, Nineveh will be destroyed. The people of Nineveh believed God's message, and from the greatest to the least, they declared a fast and put on burlap to show their sorrow. The people of Nineveh repented, and the Lord spared them. On that dreaded 40th day, the city was not destroyed. Now, for many of us, This is a wonderfully happy ending. But Jonah was angry. We pick up the story, Jonah chapter 4 and verse 1. This change of plans greatly upset Jonah, and he became very angry. So he complained to the Lord about it. "Didn't I say before I left home that you would do this, Lord? That is why I ran away to Tarshish. I knew that you are a merciful and compassionate God, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love. You are eager to turn back from destroying people. Just kill me now, Lord. I'd rather be dead than alive if what I predicted will not happen." Well, here we find out why Jonah ran. He hated the Ninevites. He hated them so much that he didn't want them to hear the Lord's call to repentance. He knew that if the people repented, the Lord would have compassion on them and they would not be destroyed. He would rather have died than seen those people saved. Now the book ends with the Lord giving Jonah what we would call an object lesson. He caused a shade plant to grow and to give Jonah shelter from the blazing sun as he sat and watched the city to see what would happen. But then the Lord caused that plant to die, and that made Jonah even more angry. And then the Lord explained the lesson to him. We find it in Jonah chapter 4 from verse 10. Then the Lord said, "You feel sorry about the plant, though you did nothing to put it there. It came quickly and died quickly. But Nineveh has more than 120,000 people living in spiritual darkness, not to mention all the animals. Shouldn't I feel sorry for such a great city?" That's the story. There's so much more to that book than the underwater trip from ship to shore. But that part is important. Let's hear what Jesus had to say about it. Matthew chapter 12 from verse 38. One day, some teachers of religious law and Pharisees came to Jesus and said, "Teacher, we want you to show us a miraculous sign to prove your authority." But Jesus replied, "Only an evil, adulterous generation would demand a miraculous sign. But the only sign I will give them is the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was in the belly of the great fish for 3 days and three nights, so will the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth for 3 days and three nights." The most important lesson of the book of Jonah must surely be found in what Jesus said. Jonah's 3 days in the great fish speak about Jesus spending 3 days in the place of the dead before rising from the dead. If you think Jonah's experience is a great miraculous sign, and it is, Jesus' death and resurrection is surely the greatest miraculous sign of all. Jonah's three dark days resulted in the people of Nineveh being spared from their death sentence. Jesus' three dark days mean that all mankind can be spared from our death sentence. The salvation of Nineveh happened because the people believed the message that Jonah preached. The salvation of mankind happens when we believe the message about Jesus. Listen to Romans chapter 10 from verse 13. "For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how can they call on him to save them unless they believe in him? And how can they believe in him unless if they have never heard about him? And how can they hear about him unless someone tells them? And how will anyone go and tell them without being sent? That is why the scriptures say, 'How beautiful are the feet of messengers who bring good news.'" Friends, the most important message of Jonah is the message about Jesus. Jesus died for our sins. Jesus was buried, but he rose from the dead on the third day. And we as his disciples have been given the task of telling people what he has done. Let's do this. But there are other really important lessons that we need to learn as well. For example, you can't run away from God. Yeah, Jonah ran as hard as he could, but he discovered that trying to run away from God is sheer foolishness. We may laugh at the picture of Jonah thinking that he can run from God's call, but I would submit to you today that many of us do the same thing. We just did on a less spectacular scale. Let me give you some examples. Perhaps you know that God is calling you to himself, to put your faith in Jesus and to become his child. He's on your case, as they say. But you're afraid of the price that you may have to pay for declaring Jesus as your Lord. So you're chasing after something else instead. You're hoping that the sense of calling will go away. But friend, you can't run or hide away from God. Hear his call. Respond to him. Here's another example. Perhaps you're pretty sure that the Lord wants you to change something or do something, but you really don't want to change that or do that. So you're denying it or trying to do something else instead. Friends, the will of God is the absolute best thing for us. Let's stop running. Let's trust him and obey him. Or perhaps you know that you're doing something wrong, but you're trying to do it in secret. Subconsciously, you imagine that God's not there. He can't see. We forget that nothing is hidden from God. God is watching. Let's get this. We can't run away from God. The next lesson is this. You can't stop the sovereign will of God. Jonah tried his very best to stop God's word from reaching Nineveh. He did everything he knew how, but he couldn't stop God. Since then, centuries of persecution have been unable to stop the church. In fact, we've seen that the church grows rapidly under persecution. Jesus said that he will build his church and no one will stop him. Know this, he is absolutely right. The book of Acts tells us that there was a Pharisee named Saul who thought that he could destroy the church. But his violent persecution actually caused the gospel to spread more rapidly. And then God stopped him and transformed him from a persecutor into a highly effective apostle. Friends, you can't stop the sovereign will of God. He will do what he has determined to do. Then, selfishness can keep us from obeying God. I think we all need to hear and learn this lesson. It appears from our text that Jonah tried to run from God for two reasons. Firstly, he hated the Ninevites and he wanted them to experience God's wrath, not his mercy. He wanted his will to be done. He wanted to see the people he hated punished. Secondly, Jonah cared more about his reputation and his comfort than the thousands of souls in Nineveh. Essentially, Jonah was selfish. He cared more about himself and his desires than the Ninevites. When you and I are selfish, we too will find ourselves unwilling to do the will of God. We won't want to make the effort. or the sacrifice, or the changes that are necessary to obey him. Now, Jesus called us to lay down our lives and follow him. I don't believe that we can truly follow Jesus, that we can truly be his disciples, until we have laid down our lives. Selfishness quickly keeps us from obeying God. And last lesson for today. God loves even the worst sinners. The story of Jonah begins with a guilty verdict and a sentencing from God. Nineveh was a wicked, wicked city. But the story ends with God having mercy on these wicked Ninevites when they repented. You may be guilty. You may deserve the harshest of punishments. But God still loves you. And he still offers you forgiveness and eternal life through Jesus. As Paul wrote, 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 15, "This is a trustworthy saying, and everyone should accept it. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and I am the worst of them all." Let me conclude. The book of Jonah is famous for a remarkable miraculous sign. A man being swallowed by a huge fish and then spat out on dry land 3 days later. This miraculous sign points us to the most miraculous sign of all. Jesus being crucified, buried, and then rising from the dead on the third day. The sign of Jonah resulted in a city being spared from judgment. The sign of Jesus resulted in God's grace being offered to all mankind, including you and I. Other important lessons that we can learn from Jonah include: you can't run away from God. You can't stop the sovereign will of God. Selfishness can keep us from obeying God. And God loves even the worst sinners. Let's embrace the perfect will and the perfect grace of God. Amen.